Williamson, 2024 Democratic presidential candidate on the ballot in New Hampshire. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them, and not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Hi, this is Al McFarlane, host of The Conversation with Al McFarlane. You're listening to 90.3 FM, KFAI, Minneapolis. I'm Al McFarland. Welcome to The Conversation with Al McFarland. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to have you along as well. Special thanks to our KFAI audience. Wonderful Amy Goodman show. She's on point every week. I'm happy to have the slot following her program. It's a great intro into what we believe we continue to deliver, and that's robust conversations about important topics of the day. I want to say that today I'm having as my co-host, my colleague and friend, Dr. Irma McLaurin. Irma, how are you? Good to see you. Where are you?
I am in Mobile, Alabama, where it's colder than usual, so I'm trying to keep warm.
Well, it's good to see you, and thank you for joining us. You know, I've got a couple of great guests today, and what I want to do is talk first to former city council member Don Samuels. Don Samuels is now running to serve Minnesota's 5th District, primarily Minneapolis, in the U.S. Congress. He's running against the incumbent, Ilhan Omar. We're going to talk about his candidacy and the political landscape. And the other guest following that is a young creative. Darius Strong is a dancer, choreographer, a player in the creative scene in Twin Cities. We'll talk about what he means by movement and what he's doing in this sphere in Twin Cities. So all a good program. What's on your mind, top of mind, Irma? What kind of things are you focusing on?
Well, you know, the news that's been circulating and trending on both LinkedIn and Twitter has been, of course, the removal of Claudine Gay from Harvard, her what we call her involuntary resignation, mm-hmm. and then tragically the suicide of Claudia Bailey, who was, you know, bullied. And I think this speaks to some of the issues that have arisen around some of these political campaigns as well, is that when we talk about certain aspects, whether it's clothing, whether it's how people look, it's generally women who are targeted. It's rarely mm-hmm. That men, you know, are done. So I think we need to look at the gender dynamics of political campaigns and the kinds of conversations that people are having. I am working on a piece. I believe the Association of Black Anthropologists is going to issue a statement in support of Black women leaders. And so I want to wait to submit mine until that is ready.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, let me bring our first guest in. Don Samuels is has recently served as of the CEO of a group called MicroGrants. It's a Minneapolis-based nonprofit organization that gives grants up to $5,000 to low-income people with potential. Don also served 3 terms on the Minneapolis City Council from 2003 to 2015, as well as 1 term on the Minneapolis Public Schools Board from 2015 to 2019. Prior to his work in politics, he had a 30-year career as a toy designer with some of the industry's largest companies, including Hasbro, PlaySchool, and Milton Bradley. And now, as I said, he's thrown his hat in the ring, challenging incumbent Ilhan Omar to represent Minnesota's 5th Congressional District, which is primarily mostly Minneapolis and some of the first-tier suburbs around it. Don, welcome. Good afternoon. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, it's wonderful to be here, Al. It's good to see you again and to see Irma, to talk to her again after quite a few years. So.
Yes.
Well, let's jump right in. Let's have you make the statement, Don, why you're running to represent Minnesota's 5th Congressional District at this particular time, and what some would say is a troubled history.
You're correct, Al. These are troubled times. People are, as you say, you just referred to the bullying issue. It's happening at all ages. In fact, they're saying that 35% of all people have stopped talking to a family member or a friend because of politics. And the divisiveness is pervasive from top to bottom. And unfortunately, my opponent is part of that. And in fact, for instance, voting against the infrastructure bill, which is such a logically sensible bill, it's going to bring almost $6 billion to the state. She voted against that. She voted against Russian sanctions and against supporting the Ukrainians. And even locally, taking a stand against the mayor, publicly having a press conference, elect anybody but. And so locally, nationally, internationally, she has been divisive. And I think my leadership style will bring a fresh, collaborative, pragmatic, democratic approach to leadership.
What are you telling voters and Minnesotans are the three biggest issues that the 5th Congressional District is facing? And what are you saying you plan to do to address the three issues?
Yeah, I think, of course, the number one issue continues to be safety, as people are still not comfortable sitting out on the plazas or going comfortably to the park, people looking behind them, especially personal attacks are still there, and of course, car thefts. And so we have to begin to deal with that issue. I'm going to Washington to make sure that the cities have the kind of resources to keep people safe and that we hire the proper, just kind of young people to police our streets in the numbers sufficient to keep us safe. And then secondly,
let's stop on that one first, Don. It's a little more into safety. We'll come back to the other two. Mm-hmm. And so what would you be doing differently than is presently being done? And what do you think the Congress can do to support a different strategy or a different approach to creating safety for the residents of 5th District?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to work with the mayors of the district. They're the ones whose feet are on the ground. You have to work with the cities to find out what they need in terms of resources. And the federal government has to get involved in funding those resources to hire and retain police officers that are responsible to their communities. And then, of course, you have to make sure that the laws on a federal level are enhanced in terms of policing. We know that we're banning no-knock warrants and chokeholds, but there are other opportunities that we can nationally create some basic policy and behavior conduct constraints that limit the abusive potential of